Apologies for this technical hiccup. This is one of the unknowns of the online meetings. Mr. Chair, I wanted to first of all recognize the chair, Andrew Bishop, as new chair of the CRIC, and welcome him back to the UNCCD family. I also would like to welcome you, Vice Chair Ahmed Senhas, and wish you all the best in leading us through this session. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the UNCCD Secretariat, I would like to welcome you all to the 19th session of the Committee for the Review of the Implementation of the Convention. This is a unique session for reasons that we would have preferred to avoid. This is the first UNCCD session to be held online. The COVID-19 pandemic and the distancing rules that we must all follow has forced us to meet this way. I thank you for your commitment and patience in the time of great disruption and difficulties. While the pandemic has forced us apart, it has also emphasized the importance of the UNCCD's work. Healthy land is essential for humanity and to humanity. It is at the core of what we do and what we are. And it is also at the core of human and planetary health by feeding us, buffering us from zoonotic diseases, regulating our climate, and providing the home for crucial biodiversity. So even though our work has become more difficult, we must redouble our efforts to protect, manage, and restore the land, particularly with COP15 and the beginning of the UN decade on ecosystem restoration just around the corner. Colleagues, at this session, you might not be negotiating decisions or issuing agreed recommendations as you have always done in previous years. But what you do over the next 5 days remains vital nonetheless. At this session, you will discuss the Land Degradation Neutrality Target Setting Program and the efforts of the global mechanism to help countries develop transformative projects and programs. You will hear a report from the global mechanism on the Land Degradation Neutrality Fund, which has, in its short life, already received backing of more than $150 million. You will receive an update on the Drought Initiative, Gender Action Plan, and Land Tenure Frameworks. And you will hear the interim report of the Intergovernmental Working Group on Drought, which is looking at options for the UNCCD to provide focus and emphasis to the work on drought. Now, I do understand that some of these issues are still the subject of lively debates amongst parties, which is why this online session holds great relevance. You will share your experiences on these issues and processes with your counterparts. You will put forth your points of view and listen to those that you do not necessarily align yourself with. You will, I hope, start to move forward on common grounds. In doing so, you will set the stage for negotiations on these pivotal issues at the upcoming COP. It is my sincere wish that we make as much progress as practically possible at this session and in its wake. Colleagues, given the pressures building on the planet, we really have no time to waste. If you ask me, healthy land will be essential for a sustainable recovery from the pandemic. Sustainable land management, land restoration creates green jobs, mitigates climate change, slows nature and biodiversity loss, increases food security, and frees millions of people from poverty and hunger. Protecting natural habitat and species reduces the risks of future pandemics. In a nutshell, combating desertification can contribute to creating a world of peace, prosperity, and equity. The work we do under this convention is essential to protecting, managing, and restoring healthy land to seize all of these benefits. But we can only fulfill the land's full potential if we do it together. I look forward to hearing your thoughts and experiences. I thank you.